Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into the fascinating world of networking and telecommunication. You know, all those things that let us send messages, watch videos, and connect with people all over the globe? It's pretty amazing when you think about it. This chapter is really important because it's the backbone of our digital lives. We'll be exploring how devices talk to each other, the different ways they can communicate, and all the cool hardware and rules that make it all happen. So, let's start with the very basics. When we talk about data communication, we're really talking about sending information electronically from one device to another. Think of it like sending a letter, but super fast and through wires or even the air. Telecommunication is a bit broader. It's any kind of communication over a distance using electronic means. Now, how does this data actually travel? We have different transmission modes. The first one is simplex. This is like a one-way street. Data only flows in one direction. Think about watching TV, the signal comes to you, but you can't send a signal back through your TV, right? That's simplex. Then we have half-duplex. This is like a walkie-talkie. You can talk, and the other person can talk back, but only one of you can speak at a time. If you both try to talk at once, it gets all jumbled. So, it's two-way, but not at the same time. And finally, the most common one we use every day is full duplex. This is like a phone call. You and the person you're talking to can both speak and listen at the exact same time. It's a simultaneous two-way conversation. Pretty neat, huh? Does that make sense so far? We've covered the basic directions data can flow. Now, let's talk about computer networks. What exactly is that? Well, it's simply a group of two or more computers, or other devices, that are connected so they can talk to each other and share things. Imagine a group of friends all sharing their toys and games. That's kind of like a network. There are some really great things about networks. For instance, resource sharing. This means you can share things like printers or scanners. Instead of everyone in an office needing their own printer, they can all use one shared printer. This saves money, which is always a good thing. Networks also make communication super easy. You can send files and messages to your colleagues or friends in an instant. And if you store your data in one central place, it's much easier to manage and back up. However, like anything, there are a couple of downsides. Security risks are a big one. If a network isn't protected well, it can be vulnerable to hacking or viruses. Also, setting up a network can sometimes be quite expensive at first, with all the cables and devices you need. And for really large networks, you often need special people to manage them. So, we have these connected devices, but how do they actually connect? That's where communication media come in. Think of this as the pathway for the data. We have guided media, which are basically cables. The most common ones you might have heard of are twisted pair cables, which are used in your home internet and phone lines, and coaxial cables, which are often used for cable TV. But the fastest and most secure guided medium is fiber optic cable. This uses pulses of light to transmit data, which is incredibly fast. Then we have unguided media, which is wireless. This is how data travels through the air using radio waves, like your Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, or microwaves for things like satellite communication. Even infrared waves, like the ones your TV remote uses, are a form of unguided media for very short distances. And to manage all this traffic, we have network devices. One of the most important is the NIC, or Network Interface Card. You can think of this as your computer's passport or ID card that allows it to join the network. We also have devices like hubs. A hub is a pretty simple device that connects.